Blog Talk Radio.
Who could resist the call of America's number one puppy food brand? With DHA and essential nutrients also found in mother's milk. Purina Puppy Chow.
Yes, sir. Kendall Williams, featuring Project Pat. It's going up. Trap Gospel. This your boy Zaytoven checking in. And we got a banger. It's going banana. Going bonkers. Yes, sir. It's that time. All gas, no brakes. Believe that.
My best friend locked up facing a life sentence. And every night I'm on my knees praying for forgiveness. That's why you see me with a chain with a cross pendant. If I say I'm putting God first, I miss it. Got through the losses, now I'm winning. 2013, I was on trial like O.J. Simpson. Yeah, I was slipping, ooh, I was slipping. I'm repping God to the death now, no gimmick. I had to change my lifestyle, do something different. I gave my life to Jesus Christ, now I'm a Christian. Ignore the critics, don't care what no one say. Cause they weren't with me when I was locked up in a cage. Where was you when my homeboy passed away? R.I.P. to grandma, see you one day. I miss your funeral, I was locked up. Now I'm showing love, ain't no more hate. I got love with Jesus Christ, yeah, he changed my ways. Now you can catch me on Sunday giving God a praise. Cause my life could have been a waste, but Jesus saved. That's what God is all about, amazing grace. Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to save me from the devil. And I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Die, King of God, die. On earth as it is in heaven, I pray all my dogs in heaven. It's a trap gospel and I'm the streets new every year. Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to take it from the devil. And I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, I pray all my dogs in heaven. It's a trap
in the saucer. Feds took me down straight, Ricky Rosser. My life was out of bounds, robbery charge, major losser. Friends on the stand, you can't trust major crosser.
Butter.
Can't blame a soul, shouldn't have chose to be a criminal. Wasn't listening to the Lord, but now I hear him though. Had that hardness in my heart, life was miserable. My cell was like a bathroom, ain't unlivable. But the Lord opened my understanding and through his grace, I'm rightly standing, and day by day, I'm walking hand in hand. Day by day, I'm walking hand in hand.
Our Father, which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to save me from the devil, and I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is. Which art in heaven, I pray every day that you keep me away from trouble. I'm fighting every day to take it from the devil. And I can't lose now, no, I'ma do better, yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, I pray all my dogs in heaven. It's a trap gospel and I'm the streets new reverend, yeah.
I used to trap with the Bible on the dashboard, praying I don't get caught, trunk full of words. Church cause hustling was preferred. Trapping all day, selling bags up on the curb. I needed money, had bills up on the first. Baby mom pregnant, needed money up in the purse. No direction, got it, so I did what I observed. Saw the dope boys eating good, so I got a place to serve. Thought I was getting what I really deserve. All I wanted was to make cheddar and get cake for dessert. I didn't know I was making my life worse. Headed for the sucks, and it was a gift and a curse. But later I was facing all the repercussions for everything I did. All the times I was hustling. But God taught me a lesson. If I keep him first, my life will be a blessing.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the O&E Trenton Mix Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Media. Listen, you guys, I'm super duper duper duper. I don't know if people say super duper, but I'm really, really excited. I have one of my favorite people, my favorite newfound people in the whole wide world, you know, on with me tonight. But before we get into our guest, I want to let everybody know, you know, who I represent. You know, I represent the kingdom. You get what I'm saying? I represent, I'm a follower of the Most High, you know. So anytime I do my show, my shows is always dedicated to the one that created me, the one that loved me, you know, before I loved myself. And I just want to just always just pump that love out into the universe. You know, not my love, but God's love that's so much greater than my own. And I'm so grateful, you guys, to be able to have a show where I could be authentically my true self, you know, where I don't feel that I have to alter, or I don't have to be censored, you know, what I say, that I could boldly, you know, just say what I believe in. And I'm just grateful because, listen, you guys, without God, I'm nothing. Without Jesus, I am nothing. So I always want to represent him. And also, I always want to tell my listeners out there, listen, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he's not just your Savior, but he's your Lord, you're missing out. You get what I mean? So God, he just want all of us to turn away from sin, repent, and just come to him. He got his arms open wide, but we got to turn away from doing the things that we want to do, you know, and we got to live holy and righteous. So anybody listening out there, just want to let you know that God is everything. He loves us so much, you know, regardless, but we got to turn away from sin and live holy and live righteously, all right? So, all right, you guys, I have an amazing show on YouTube and also the CTFN TV network. It's called Hurt People, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. And actually, I'm excited because I just was sitting down with my editor talking about the show. So I'm really, really excited about that. Season 3. I'm super excited. I can't wait for you guys to see it. So season 1 and 2 is on YouTube. You guys can follow me on Facebook, Hurt People, Bitter and Broken. You can follow my personal page on Facebook, Ricardo Richard. And also you can follow us on Instagram, Hurt People Series. My Instagram, Ricardo Richard. And yes, the series is dope, so it's life changing. I hope you guys, you know, go, you know, click the link and follow it. So I love to give my guest or whatever, you know, flowers. Like every guest that I have come on or whatever, I love to get them their flowers. So I just want to introduce y'all to this amazing woman, woman of God. Like, she's just beautiful outside and even more beautiful on the inside. She's a woman of God, and she's also a fashion designer. She has a clothing line based out of Atlanta. She's from Trenton all day. Like, listen, we represent God, but then we also got to represent Trenton, too, in a sense, too, because it's just Trenton makes the world tick. That's what my show is all about, too. So I just want to introduce Takiya Williams. Welcome.
Hello, how are you? How are everybody?
I'm so excited, man, to have you on. Like, and I was just telling you, you know, we've been talking or whatever. So you have this amazing fashion line called Pray and Push. You know, I think it's so beautiful. It's so inspiring. You know, it's a scripture in the Bible, Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not towards your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will lead your path. So I think it's so dope, like, that you got a fashion line and it's called Pray and Push. Like, and it's like you're acknowledging him, you know, even, you know, that you understand it, like, you know where your gift come from. And it's like you're giving your back, you know, back to God where it comes from. So tell me, like, what made you, let's just start from, what made you want to be, like, a fashion designer? Like, how did this come about? Was it times that you want to give up? And, like, just, like, walk me through, like, what made you say, all right, this is what I'm going to do with my life?
Well, it started when I was little. My mom had 3 kids at 18, so the clothes that she would buy us were very fashionable, but they didn't fit me properly. I was very tall at a young age, so I would do things to the clothes that she purchased for me. That's how it originally started. And then some of the things that she couldn't afford for me, I would take, again, the old clothes that we had or something that she had and make it into something else. And then I kind of started I thought that I kind of figured that I was good at it, so I started to, you know, create other things for myself. And I realized that it was a gift from God, that God had gave me that gift to make clothes. It wasn't something that I was interested in, to be honest with you. I was only doing it because I wanted to stay in fashion. I wanted to be like the it girl. So I was like, well, I can make my own stuff and create my own design for me. And I wanted to actually be a pilot when I was younger. I got pregnant at 18, so I was like, well, hey, you know, let me use the gift that God gave me. So I started to, I attended the Art Institute of Philadelphia for a little while. I kind of gave that up after about 2 years. It wasn't what I thought I needed to do. And I was, you know, living, I guess, the fast life. So I was like, well, you know, let me find a job and do something for right now. Well, when I moved to Atlanta, this young man came up to me. I had made something that I had on. He came to me. He asked me, can he interview me? I'm like, sure. You know, he's like, I was like, what am I getting interviewed for? He's like, you make clothes, right? And I'm like, yeah. Of course, I thought that he was one of my followers or one of the people that I follow or that knew me. He actually did not know me at all. It was just another gift from God being sent to me, you know, for me to even think about getting back into fashion again. So I interviewed with him. And that night, it was the night really that everything kind of like took off. I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I got a lot of followers from that. People were asking me to do different things for them. So I was like, okay, well, I guess there's some money in this thing, you know. Let me go back to things, the basics, you know, to the things that I know. And then I got hooked up one of my cousins. She's my second cousin, my mom's first cousin. She ran into this young lady in Louisville named T. She was doing a lot of tailoring work for a lot of different people, and she gave her my information, and she called me one month. And ever since then, it's really been like history. It's been like, you know, this is the gift from God. You know, you're getting older now. It's time for you to buckle down and find out what it is that you're going to do. And I felt like what better way to go about it than to use the gift that God had blessed me with. And those are the reasons I believe that God blesses you with gifts, because he feels as though that the gifts that he blessed you with are extremely useful. Those are the things that he, you know, that he'll make prosper and things of that nature. Were the times that I was willing to give up or I wanted to give up? I truthfully like to give up every other month.
Right. So I understand this is a grind, it's a struggle, you know,
it
like
is, definitely.
You gotta, you know, kind of fall in love with your gift, and I love that you even be, you like your transparency and you being honest, because people don't understand like the hard work that it takes to get to wherever you need to be, do, whether it's you doing your fashion show or me trying to get a series off the ground or brother, oh, you know, doing his radio show. You get what I'm saying? Or being an owner, a black owner, like. People don't see the grind that it takes to, you know, come together and do it. So even as you're explaining your journey or whatever, it's like the way you're saying it or whatever is like it just flows. But, of course, we all know, like, it takes struggle. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's hard work. You get what I mean? So before we go into, like, all right, why did you move Atlanta from Trenton? Because we want to just, you know, we want to tell people the process that it takes. Can you tell them, if you want to, it's up to you, do you want to drop some names, like, of people that you have worked with so far in the industry?
Sure. The first person that I worked with was Tyler Perry Productions. It was for the show called Ruthless. We did all the roles. That was definitely an eye-opener for me. Didn't know what the show was, didn't know what it was about, didn't know if it was a movie or whatever. They just told us that it was going to be a show called Ruthless coming out, and this is what you're going to be doing for it. But when I didn't even know the show was out, actually, until I heard the name, and I'm like, what is that? And it was like, it's a Tyler Perry show, and I'm like, let me see it. Those are the things that we did, you know, I guess 6 months ago. And then I did Missy Elliott video. I was on set for that for 3 days. I've worked with Neo, Carly B. I've worked with Escape. I've worked with Tevin Campbell. I've worked with Mulatto.
That's amazing.
That's just something that I could think about off the top of my head. I'm sure it's a couple more.
Right.
That's just, you know, what I can think about right now.
So, you know, I was on my live today and I saw your comments. Shout out to you. And I was talking about embracing your individuality, right? So I was watching something because that basically where it talked about this man or whatever and how he was like, I think, I don't know, like a millionaire, but he was like one of the best like musicians. I forgot his name. But anyway, it was an experiment. So basically they took this guy, right? I think he was in New York and he was playing music. And basically nobody noticed him. And then when he went to a different place, people could really like, people really knew his worth. You know, people really like, yo, I know who this guy is. This is such and such, one of the biggest, pianoist or I don't know if it was the flute. It was some type of instrument. So I say all that to say is sometimes or whatever, we're not planted in good soil. Right? So you can literally, me and you, right, we're from Trenton, I'm from Trenton, and you can have all this talent in the city of Trenton and never really get to where, you know, maybe all God has called you to be. And then the same individual can decide to get up, uproot themselves, move to another state, and become so successful. You get what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I used to, you know, I didn't really know how I felt about that, but now I see, like, it does make a difference. Like, if you look at somebody like a Rihanna, if she would have stayed in Barbados, then she would have never, I mean, she always was who she was, but she would have never been the mega star that she is today if she would have stayed where she is. So tell me the importance of why is it important to be an individual, and what was that leap of faith that she was like, listen, I'm getting up out of everything that I know, and I'm just going to take the leap of faith and do it because that's hard. You get what I'm saying? And just personally where I'm at in my life, sometimes I have those internal battles like, okay, God, should I move? Should I? You get what I'm saying? Because being in Jersey sometimes is like a standstill, and I'm grateful, but I'm also comfortable too. You know, so it's something I'll be praying to God about, like, God, should I move? Should I stay in Jersey? Like, what should I do? So what is, like, how important is your individuality, and what was that, like, what made you just say, all right, I'm about to get up and leave everything I know and move to a different state? Like, where does that drive come from?
It definitely came from God. You know, my mom always says obedience is better than sacrifice, and that's also something that God says. He kept telling me to go. He just kept saying go, 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 go. And it's this song by Kiki Shear and her mother. She sung it. It was when she was really, really, really young. Her mom called her up on stage and had her sing that song, and God kept allowing me to play the song and play it and play it and play it, and he kept saying, go, if you go, I got you. And it was extremely hard for me to leave Trenton because, like you said, comfortable. I was very comfortable. But I believe that for me being obedient and taking that step and hearing God's voice and being able to identify with it and know that it was him and trusting him, you know, once he said go, I'll do the rest. Those things definitely played a major part in the decision that I made. So I went and I came and I've never looked back.
Wow. That's what's up. All right, hold that thought, all right? Track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Man, what this dude putting up on me for?
Drop your weapon!
It's not a weapon, it's a microphone, man. I'm just coming from rehearsal.
Drop your weapon! Drop your weapon!
Okay,
drop
okay,
it!
Okay.
God put each one of us here for a specific purpose. We got a mission. And I wasted so much time down here chasing stuff that didn't even matter. Lord, just promise me you won't do the same thing.
One thing I learned about life, one life, is everybody can't like it. And if they like it, what that really mean at the end of the day? You only got to answer to one man, one man. You better know who you are, and I'm D1.
So tired of riding the fence. Feel like the law looking down, like D, I ain't convinced. It all hit me one night. What's my purpose on this earth? I think I lost sight. Alright, It's kinda hard to stay focused up in this game.
Why?
So many bad influences be tempting you to change. I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's the difference between being positive and being sage. Get deep with me. I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks. Woo! I keep that heat with me. I feel like they could take me to the next level. Trying to impress them and show them my talent special. Look, the conversation turns religious.
What?
It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific.
What?
Do I not want to offend nobody? Do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me? Am I worried about what's convenient for me? Am I disowning Christ before others? Matthew 10:33. Man, am I playing as safe as can be? No, sir. I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity.
I'm a Christian.
And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind.
I'm a Christian.
Got God's favor, so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on His time.
I'm a Christian.
I can't deny it. No need to hide it.
I'm a Christian.
Whoa. Let me get them. They ask you, am I a Christian rapper? A rapper that's a Christian. More swag and more lyrics than your favorite rapper. Step, I'm on a different mission. Unashamed, this position. Sanctified. Down the ride,
I ain't tripping.
Devil trying to
catch me slipping.
Now I be on television,
so all of the fakes risen.
Not gon' die,
go to prison.
Not a product
of the system.
Nah, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and selling won't get them to heaven. No sir, get deep with me. Jesus died for my sins on the cross, but this girl trying to sleep with me. Should I do it and satisfy my flesh, or make them some excuse like, I forgot the latex? So do I man up and say I can't do it? Cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God. Am I scared I'm gonna look foolish? Am I scared she gonna make fun of me? Not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me.
I'm a Christian.
And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. So I shine, my swag is divine, operating on His time.
Just like that. Listen, I was thinking, like, I was just sitting up here thinking to myself, like, I was just telling. I didn't tell you because when the Zoom call hung up last night or whatever, I was on the phone with your mom till like 11 o'clock at night last night.
Wow.
And we was just talking and just, it was just everything and the vulnerability and transparency. Like, we went in and I was just like, listen, she was speaking in tongues. I was praying. And she was saying some beautiful things to me. Like, I always knew since you was younger, you know, you were special and God, you know, just all of this stuff. And I was like, wow, how did you know? And da-da-da-da. And it was just so beautiful. Like, I love your mom. Like, I don't know. I love your mom so much. And I already been loved your mom, and I already been loved you, Takiya, and Tia, all of y'all, but it's just God at reason, season, lifetime. Like, that's what me and you was talking the other day, just about how sometimes God will remove people out your life, and then sometimes how God will bring the same people in your life, but they're a newer, like they're a new being. You get what I'm saying? They're a new person. So I'm very, very grateful to have you in my life. And your mom, she dope. Like, I love her. She had me cracking up, and we was emotional with everything. So one thing that I wanted to say, I want you to we got a caller in queue, but I want to talk about this Zoom call and just how important family is, whether it's us coming together and praying, supporting each other just in life and also in business. So let's just hold that thought. Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Ricardo, this is Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp. I was just calling in to support you and Takiya tonight. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. And I was just telling you that I'm loving this segment. I did have a question for her. I wanted to know, out of all the challenges that she has faced in her life, how has it helped her personally and professionally develop and get where she is today?
Oh, wow. It definitely, I believe that pain is, growth is pain, painful. In order to grow, you have to go through different challenges and things of that nature. So I definitely believe that the growth definitely caused me to become stronger. The challenges made me stronger, recognizing the do's and don'ts in life. And I believe that, like I said, the challenges and the things that I've been through just definitely pushed me to go farther. I believe that's where I got the pray and push from, Faith Without Works is Dead. I believe that that's where that whole thing came up with, came about by me just knowing that, you know, once I said my prayers and once I prayed over the things that I've been through, that God was going to strengthen me to be stronger and to learn from the situations.
That's amazing, and thank you so much for sharing, because sometimes when people begin to climb the ladder and you work with a lot of elites and celebrities, sometimes we can allow that to go to our head, but the important core is staying grounded and rooted in Jesus Christ and staying true to yourself, your morals, and your values. So I'm appreciating the work that you're doing in the community as well as behind the scenes, because oftentimes people fail to see not just what we do on the forefront, but what we do behind the scenes and how that's building our character.
Definitely, definitely.
I love that. Thank you so much for
thank
that.
You.
Thank you. Oh, what is your next show?
My next show is June 6th, I believe. So I have the last one early on this month, so I do them every 4 weeks. And it will be at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Central on June 6th.
June 6th. All right, I got to check your show out. Like, I got to come on there. But, okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
You too.
You're welcome.
So what I was saying also to Kia was, you know, and I think it's so inspiring. I hope the world really get on it. So the Zoom calls, I feel like they're very informative. I told you last night I felt so humble. It's crazy because I tell you to get, you know, I'll be getting on these lives and stuff like that. But, like, really who I am, I got to stop telling myself that I'm shy because I know I got to reprogram my mind. But I, you know, I said it for so long, so I believe it. So I really do get very nervous, you know what I mean, like praying or, you know, even doing this, I had to really get out of my own mind, you know, allow God to use me. But I love the Zoom calls where your family, the family comes together and they pray. And it's so needed. You get what I'm saying? It's so, so needed, Takiya, and it's so powerful. And I just thank God for you being able to do that because it inspires. It's going to inspire other people. Like, and that's why I feel like as a, like, not just, like, families in general, and I would say the black family, you know, a lot of us or whatever, and I was telling my dad this, like, a lot of us, we're all older, we're grown. Everybody's scattered out. Everybody's out doing their thing. So I think to have a Zoom call once a week where you check in with all, you know, all your brothers and sisters and your mom and dad and cousins and everybody, and y'all just pray for each other is so powerful. And I really feel like that's something like the world need to be on. You get what I'm saying? Because all it takes is 30 minutes out of a whole week, you know, to come together. Yo, you good? You know, your mental health is good. You all right? I just want to tell you I love you. I just want to tell you you're important. I just want to tell you God love you. Listen, I want to tell you I'm here if you need me. Like, and it's so crazy because, you know, speaking of mental health, you can have people in your life and have family and still feel alone.
Definitely.
So that's why I think it's so informative and so dope, like, that you have that every week where y'all, no matter what y'all doing, and it's so great because you're in Atlanta. So it's really not no excuse why us as family, like, why we can't come together. You get what I mean? Like, us as black families, white families, Hispanic, whoever, like, why we can't come together. And it might be some people might can't call once a week, you feel me, which is would be great, but maybe once a month, get on the phone and, you know, call and check up on each other, see how everybody doing. And so I just wanted to let the world know, like, you know, these Zoom calls is amazing. It's every Sunday. Like, can you tell me what inspires that? Like, what made you say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be consistent with it?
To be honest with you, it was the devil, and I'm not giving him any praise because he doesn't deserve any. But a lot of, you know, for a certain amount of time, he's been trying to destroy families and especially come into our family. So, you know, with me trusting in the Lord and knowing that if I just ask him, you know, if he'll grant it to me, you know, if it's something that he thinks that I can handle, I'm like, oh, okay, I got a trick for you, devil. You know, I'm going to start having my family pray together on Sundays. That means that we can start our week off with God. We can cover each other because they said that two is better than one, and iron can sharpen iron. You know, one of us is weak. We can help the next one out, or help the cousin out, or help the sister out, or we can help friends out. We can help people that we don't know out. So I said, you know what, we're going to do this on Sundays, and it started off with just me and my mom and my sisters because I feel like that's who the devil was attacking. I believe once I start talking to other people that it was not only my family that he was attacking, but he was trying to attack others too. So I said, oh, okay, well, let's start inviting. My mom said, what do you think about adding other people in? And I'm like, at first I was like, okay. I was kind of nervous because I really didn't want to pray in front of other people. You know, I was kind of comfortable with praying in front of my mom and my sisters. And then she says, well, let's invite some other people to Kia. So we started inviting our cousins and our cousins' friends and, you know, different people that we discussed it with. Hey, we have prayer calls on Sundays. If you want to join, you're more than welcome. You can, you know, jot the names down, someone that you need to pray for, and, you know, and so forth. And that's definitely the reason why it got started. And I'm so grateful that and honored to have started it, because you don't realize how many people need prayer, how many people don't know how to pray. And I don't believe that it's a certain way to pray, but how you can really just basically people can hear you having a conversation with God, talking to him and communicating with him and learn from that and say, you know, wow, I didn't even know that it was that simple to say, hey, God, I need you. Hey, God, I love you. Hey, God, can you help me with this? Or, you know, I'm struggling in this area. It's that simple. And people don't realize that because a lot of people may not pray consistently. A lot of people may feel like they don't know how to pray. They don't know what to say. So it's not only to cover us, but it's also to teach us.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. And it's just, before we about to go to this track, but it's amazing. I just want to say, keep going. I'm going to be there on Sunday too. And I'm just hoping, like I said, you inspired me. And I'm hoping and I'm praying, I'm believing that it's really, you know, it's something that I want personally for my mother and my father. You know, it's just beautiful because it's like to see that, you know, now that you're older and even though your parents aren't together, like it's beautiful that they can all come together in the name of God and the love that they have for you and the love that they have for family. Family. You get what I'm saying? So that's dope. It shows the love, the maturity with them, and just it's just amazing. I just wanted to tell you that. So keep going with that. All right, you guys, track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother L.
I'm thankful. For anyone that doesn't know God, this is your opportunity to have seen this with me. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your light? I know everything's gonna be alright.
Best believe this here gon' last for life. Hey, yeah, Holy Spirit come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life? Whoa, I know everything's gon' be alright, right, right. Best believe this here gon' last for life. Whoa, whoa, make it better. You're my treasure. You forever. I won't ever let go of you. Every single day I'm finna tell you that I love you. Yeah, hop on my flesh and I'm gone. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I've been waiting for love so long. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, I got a light inside so strong. Don't wanna lose this here, no, no. Your love, it pours on and on. You tell me I'm not alone, oh. Okay, I can't pour no codeine in my eyes. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna walk by faith and not by Sprite. Yeah, gave up all my burdens, that's on Christ. Yeah, that means everything's gonna be alright. I got a good thing by my side. Right through the pain in my old five. Look at my soul and you gon' see a fire. I let the spirit govern all my mind. Come through the river when you feeling dry. Like a gorilla beating down my pride. You gon' be seeing his love in my eyes. I'm feeling humbled every time I cry.
Holy Spirit come into my life. Won't you wrap me up inside your life?
Your life. Whoa. I know everything gon' be alright, right, right. Best believe this here gon' last for life. Whoa, whoa.
Make it better. You're my treasure. You forever. I won't ever let go of you. Every single day I'm finna tell you that I love you.
All right, you guys, and we are back just like that. So, all right, so we got a caller in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Just sitting here
Hello.
Enjoying the show. How are you tonight in your special
guest? I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in.
I truly am enjoying this topic. You know, this is... Anything about God and Jesus is my topic, I tell you. So I'm excited. I get excited to hear young people sharing the word of God, and especially prayer. I tell you, we are in 112 days of 5 a.m. prayer, and the fact that we can come together from all over. We have individuals that come on from Nigeria, Germany, and we just come together in prayer. We meet in the spirit over a free conference call and just allow God to use us. And it does not matter where you are, because we have apostles on our line. We have evangelists, overseers, you name it, different people that walk in different callings. I'm not a minister. I'm not any type of anything. I'm just a child of God and just decided Amen. To allow God to use me. And he allowed me to do this prayer call 2 years ago. So this is our second year doing it. And I'm excited because it has grown. And just to hear the testimonies from the individuals that come on and pray, just like she was saying, you don't have to pray a certain way. You don't, if you just come on and just tell them thank you. No, he just wants us to acknowledge him and to Amen. Let him know that, hey, we need you. And this is not, we're not on this walk by ourselves. we following your path. So I thank you for this tonight. Y'all are amazing, and I thank you for just being transparent and just allowing God to use you and not being ashamed. I tell you, it's
thank
just
you.
Amazing to see you just working. So thank you guys so much.
Thank
I'm so proud of you, Ricardo.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that's so sweet of you. Wow, such kind words. Wow, I give the same back to you. You know, even what you're saying about even though 5 a.m. prayers, man, that just sounds like generational curse breakers right there to me. Like, it just sounds so different. It's so needed, like, nowadays. You get what I mean? So I definitely commend you, you know, and keep going. Like, wow, that's so beautiful. Like, I've been trying to challenge myself. Like, Richard, you need to get up in the morning and, you know, up earlier and praying, because I know that, like, when I look at the life of Jesus, you know, he got up early in the morning and he prayed and he talked to his Father. So, you know I have to model that. So thank you, Miss Angela, for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come on and share tonight.
Yes. When is your next show?
My next show is actually next Wednesday, June 1st. Wow.
June 1st.
Yes. Special night for me. Because actually, we're going to be dropping our special edition of Aspiring Authors Magazine, where we're going to be honoring our men of legacy, showcasing some amazing men from around the world that's doing some things. People don't want to recognize our men. They always want to show the things that they're doing negative, but I chose to recognize the things that they're doing positive. So I'm excited, going to have some of those men that's featured in that magazine on the show. So please, if y'all can, tune in to Walk in Purpose with Angela next Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you, Ricardo, and keep pressing.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good, amazing night. So, Takiya, I had something on my mind, and I forgot what I was about to say. So I wanted to, you know, like I said, you talked about, so this is why I wanted to say something before we get into the question that I wanted to ask, you know, about the young girls and stuff like that. When you said something about the enemy and going after the family, what's so interesting, I've heard this before, I don't know if you ever had kid, but if you remember from the beginning, you get what I'm saying, like when Adam was in the garden, right? When it was just God and Adam and, you know, God, I mean, Adam is naming the animals and everything like that. And it was him and God, you get what I'm saying? And then God created Eve, and he said it wasn't good for man to be alone, and how he had a helpmate that was suitable for him.
Definitely.
What's so interesting is that, did you notice that the serpent didn't come in the garden until Eve came? Do you understand that when Adam and Eve, you know, they were married, they became one flesh, right? Mm-hmm. And you see in the beginning that when it was just Adam, you get what I'm saying? That you don't see the devil nowhere in sight.
Yep.
But now that it's a woman and now they're one flesh and now they're family, you get what I'm saying? Now here comes the devil. You get what I'm saying? So it shows you from the beginning the devil, why it's so important for him to destroy the dynamic of family. You get what I'm saying? God don't, the devil don't like when it's a man and a woman, they married, they really out here in these streets living for God. Like, he want it to be multiple babies, all men to be having multiple babies. That way the kids are left without no father. Then these kids out here, it's just a generational thing. Like, you don't have a father. These kids out here wild, and they out here trying to survive. You got the woman raising these young men. These little boys that's going to turn into young men. And then one day they're going to be fathers and husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have nothing to pattern after. You get what I mean? So it's just this cycle of just generation after generation after generation. So if the enemy can get the fathers out of the homes, you feel me? You get what I'm saying? And have these mothers raising these men, you get what I mean? Then the cycle continue. So I didn't know if you know that, but just from the beginning, like, he wasn't messing with Adam, but it took when they became married and became one flesh, it's like, oh, I'm about to break this up from the beginning. You get what I'm saying? Or when you look at Cain and Abel, who were brothers, Cain killed Abel out of what? Jealousy, envy. You get what I mean? So you see the enemy was just all up in there. You get what I mean? So I just wanted to add on to what you were saying about the enemy and you coming together, you know, the family. Like, the devil, he ain't liking that, you know, the family coming together and praying. So that's why I said I commend you. I commend Miss Angela, you know, for doing her stuff or whatever. Like, we just need to stay united when it comes down to that. I wanted to say, you know, like I said, you talked about working with people like Escape, all of these amazing people that's, you know, that are artists. I wanted to ask the question, like, because, like I said, we went into, like, all of these great things, which is great, but, like I said, it's struggle. And, like, I realized, like, in order for a plant to grow, not only do you need the water and sunshine, you got to also cut off the dead end, you know, for it to prosper. So I would say, like, what – if you had something to say – now, you mentioned you had a daughter when you was younger. If it was somebody, a young Kakia, right, or somebody that was 18 years old and they were young and they had a child and they just was like, yo, I'm not going to make it. I'm never going to be nothing. You know, this guy that left and I'm barely making it. And they have dreams, but they just kind of felt like, you know, they can't look past their circumstance. Like, what would you tell that young girl? Like, what kind of advice would you give her, like, to Kia from today? Like, what would you say to help her or uplift her? Or, like, what would you say to that young teenage mom, like, that's just, she's messed up and she doesn't see a hope or a future?
So the first thing I would say is that you're never alone. God is always with us. A lot of times people say, oh, it's only me. I don't have anybody, nobody to talk to, no friends, no this and no that. The first thing is you're never alone. That's the first thing. The second thing it would be is to get connected to God. Your relationship with God, he'll direct your path. He'll order your steps. So if you gain that relationship with him, things may not look good, but if you talk to him and you ask him and you pray to him and you communicate with him, he will change your life all for the better. That's not saying that you won't have hiccups. That's not saying that you may not slip, even fall, but you won't stay there.
Absolutely. And you know what I think was real and God really been dealing with me? Because sometimes, because, like, well, my, you know, and I say this often about my brother passing and stuff like that, or just people I know in general. At times, I didn't even know how to feel. I didn't even, like, I knew I was upset. I knew I was heartbroken. But sometimes I didn't know, like, in prayer, should I really be mad at God? Like, you get what I'm saying? Should I, you know what I mean? Like, should I just be saying these prayers, like, hallowed be thy name type of prayers? And what I'm realizing more and more before we go up to the next track, like, what I realize more and more, no matter what you're going through, like, you got to be 100 with God. You upset with God, be 100. Like, he can handle it. I'm not saying have that heart posture and be angry at God all the time and mad at God, but I'm saying that if you go through or you down or you feeling some type of way, go to God, cry out to him. You get what I'm saying? Like, he cares about her. The Bible say that he's there to brokenhearted. So it's just like you could cry to God and be like, God, yo, I ain't feeling you. Like, I need you to help me. Like, and people don't understand, like, that they could really have an honest conversation with God because God already know. He just wants you to come to him. You get what I'm saying? So anybody that's going through, listen, no matter what you go through, you could just press in, you could pray and push. And you could just give it to him. And like Takiya said, doesn't mean your life is going to be perfect. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through trials and tribulations. But why not go through life knowing that God is right beside you? So track next by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. I never made a song that I did not like. People always changing colors like a stoplight. I'ma call you lefty cause I know you not right. If you thought I was done, you should learn from Saint Nick and check twice. Ask me how I got here, I'll say God brought me. Ask me who this power from, it's gone on me. Every step I'm taking, I know God got me. I learn from the best, you can tell them God taught me. Yes. Ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me.
Keep me on the way when I walk like this. Sauce like this. I'm a boss, I guess. God knows I'm blessed. Go to the bank and I cash that check. Guess what's next? I'll be the best. Don't get confused. I'm reliable. That's because I always produce. God chose me, so I don't have to choose. I can live out my dream. Must be the shoes. You don't want to work in anybody, so you tiptoe. You so focused on your balance like you're a flamingo. Enjoy your day. I don't give those. You thought you could slow me down. Well, I don't think so.
Your lyrics, you're alive with. The truth is out here, but it's hiding. So I make all of this music and they like it. All your blooming smoke like it was cannabis. Why are we ignoring what the problem is? This year let's come together, put a stop to this. Long live the revolution, God with us. God with us. God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it.
God taught me.
When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me. When they ask me how I'm winning, I say God taught me. When they ask me why I'm different, I say God taught me. This my time to get it. God taught me. When they ask me how I did it, I say God taught me.
All right, you guys. Trent Mix for Ricardo Richard. So listen, we got a caller in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, I think it's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for calling in.
You know, I have to tell you that I've listened to your show a couple of times, and you are so eloquent when you share your story, and your guest is as well tonight. And it's just so easy to listen to you speak. And I tuned in the middle of the last track, so I didn't get the beginning of the show yet. I loved Miss Angela's comments. And I just wanted to share a quick paragraph with you, something that has always touched me, and I think it's perfect for your show for those who may not know it. So one night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him, and the other belonged to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that there were many times along the path of his life that there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that that would happen at the lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, so he questioned the Lord about it and said, Lord, you said you would never leave me if I decided to follow you, that you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed during the most sad times of my life, troublesome times of my life, that there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I needed you most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, my precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your most saddest times and times of suffering, when you were only seeing one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. And I just love that so much. And I know a lot of people know that, but for those out there that don't, like Angela said, and like your guest said, you're never alone. So thank you, Ricardo. Keep doing the work you're doing. We love you.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much. I actually love that. Like, it kind of like, I felt it in my spirit. Like, it's so beautiful. Like, that when we do go through our hard times, I remember somebody said something like, I hope I say it right. They were saying something like, when a student is taking this test, the teacher is silent. And I thought how powerful that is. And so it just made me think, you know, when we are taking our test in life, you get what I mean? We feel like God is silent. You get what I mean? But he's not, you know, he's there, but we just have to, that's the time where we have to have faith and trust in him. So thank you so much. When is your show? When is your next show?
My next show is June 8th, same time, 9:30, Ava's Casual Chat. Thank you for letting me share that. Thank you for having me on your show. And have a great rest of your show. And shout out to your guest and to the callers that called in before me.
Oh, thank you so much. And have a great night. All right, caller four. Oh, wow. We've had another caller, Tequila. Caller four, who are you or where are you calling from?
Hi, Ricardo. This is Mo Garman. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hello.
Hi.
Philly all day. Yes, I love Philly. I got family in Philly.
Yeah, it's nice. I wanted to call in and support your show. I tuned in late, and I only heard a little bit, but what I've heard has been really inspirational. It's been wonderful to listen to your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I got a lot of love for Philly. Yes. Whatever I do my show, I always want to just, you know, I'm just here as a vessel. I ain't nobody special. You know, I just want to get the word out. You know what I mean? It's just so much going on in the world. Every time up, like, people getting killed, mass murders. I seen something the other day about monkey pox and stuff. I'm like, wow, guys, it's really a lot going on in the world, you know? Like, we need you, you know? So yeah. I'm just trying to do my part. That's all.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. Can you let us know your show?
Sure. My show is called Breaking the Silence. My next show is Friday, June 17th at 9:30 on WBNN.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Wow. Takiya, you got a lot of love, girl. People calling in and you feel me? Like, listen, like, I'm excited. Like, wow. Like, they calling in for you. Wow. Like, the love. Like, it's just really, really amazing. Like, it's really, really amazing. What would you say, like, to just... what would you say to somebody that wants to start a fashion line? And I told you personally, if we don't get to like all the questions, it's okay. I'll bring you back next month. But what would you say? I just want you to hold this thought. What would you say to somebody that want to be in fashion, but they don't know where to start? You get what I mean? So hold that thought. Caller five, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, what's good? This is Chef Yosef calling in.
How you
from,
doing?
In the spiritual level. How are you? I got in late. I just tuning in to support and give you a shout out and tell you hello and glad you're doing your show. You're doing a good job and hope all is well with you.
Thank you so much. Can you let us know when your show?
Yeah, next show is June 15th, 9:30 p.m. Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. And, tune in.
Can you tell me a little bit before you hang up? Can you tell me a little bit what it's about? Because it sounds interesting.
Of course, yeah. It's we have a show talking about eating, basically plant-based eating and, you know, just getting people aware of the dangers of the processed food and how they should adapt to a plant-based eating lifestyle just for optimal health. Sometimes okay. doctors, last time we had on a dietitian to talk about nutrition and health and how to, you know, pick the proper foods for your way of life. So this, we're here just to spread the message of health.
Well, yeah, and I think I called in the show, I think, last week.
You did. That's right.
Matter of fact, I went on a
stop by the restaurant. That's why I said you got to come by again and let me know you're there so I can come out and see you.
And you know what's so funny, right? I was looking at the pictures because I was trying to see if I knew who you were. I think you had glasses on in the picture. But I think I could have sworn I met you a couple of times. Like, I had came up there one time. My friend, you probably don't remember because there was so many people there, but my friend or whatever, she was trying to eat the food, and I think you kind of gave her a little sample of like a barbecue rib or something. This was a while ago, I know you probably but I've definitely talked to you before, like, so
yeah.
I guess I got to just say I'm Ricardo or when I come up there.
Yeah, please do. And come in and, you know, so we can put a face to the name.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, thank you. I definitely got to come up there. Mm-hmm. Like, and I even said last week, like, I would love to eat a little bit more, definitely eat more cleaner. You know, I just got to start having more of the, it's the willpower. Because it's in my mind, I want to. It's just, it's just bad habits, you know, like just.
Right.
Eating certain
food. It takes daily practice, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. So next time I come to the spot, I'm definitely I'll ask for you.
Definitely, please do.
All right, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. If somebody wanted to start something or whatever, like what would you tell them, like, just on a basic level? Like, if they're like, I just want to be a fashion designer, like, what kind of advice would you give them?
Right now, I'm a student at the Art Institute of Atlanta, and I definitely believe it's creating your design, of course, is always important, but finding out exactly what it is that you want to do in fashion, learning your character, learning your customers, and pushing towards that goal, you know, making sure that you do, if you can't get into the malls and into the stores to see what's available to them, because you always want to stay in fashion, go onto the internet and search and do research and find out what's selling, what color is hot, what is out, is it a wide-legged pant, is it a hat, is it a shirt, and then take that, because nothing has not been done already, so you take that design and you create it into your own, you add your own emphasis on it. And you definitely continue to do it. Things of that nature, as far as a designer, I think it's something that takes time. Don't give up. Don't stop. Keep on going. Right. You know, one person may not like it. 10 people may not like it. But don't give up on you.
Absolutely. Like, and that's for anybody, not even just in a fashion like this. It's for anybody that's out there who have a dream. You know, my dream, I would say I've been one to act and all of that, but I came from Trenton. I didn't have, like, we weren't rich or anything. So I would say, like, and I think I might have told you this, Taki. I'm not sure if I did, but, you know, my series that I wrote, it was birthed out of pain, you know, of me losing my best friend, Yacht. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No.
But I was going through a spiral at the time of my life, and I definitely was just not in a good place. Spiritually, I wasn't where I needed to be at all, and I was really depressed, you know, I was really, and the one thing about the enemy, too, like, he'll just have you, like, and this is what I said on one of my first shows about forgiveness, and I'm always going to say that, like, to forgive people, because the enemy had me messed up, actually, for a couple of years, and I was thinking, like, dang, me and my bro, we wasn't talking before he died, and I started feeling bad, being like, if I could have did this differently, that differently, and, you know, all of this stuff, you know, the enemy just trying to get in your head. So for a couple of years, you know, I was down, you know, mentally about that situation. And I think it took a couple of years for me to really be like, you know, people talking to me, counsel, all of that, like, listen, everybody got a decision to make in this life, you know, and everybody has to choose their own path. But, yes, I did write that. I wrote that series inspired by him. I was just hurting, and I remember sitting in the library and was like, you're going to do something with this pain. That's why I love when you were talking earlier about pain and stuff and how it enables you to grow, and it does. One thing about pain is it's a choice. Like, either you're going to sit there in pain and be miserable and allow yourself to destroy yourself, whether that be through drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, like whatever, you know. I feel like a drug necessarily doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, substance. Like, it could be a drug, could be a bad relationship. A drug could be, to me, just the wrong mindset, and then you're stuck in it. You're addicted to your way of living, your way of thinking. Mm-hmm. So for me or whatever, like, I remember just sitting in the library, and I'm like, listen, God, like, and I wasn't even really living for God at that time, but I remember being like, listen, God, I'm going to do something with this pain. I'm going to get this thing back to you. And I just remember sitting in the library and just writing. Like, I didn't know what it was really going to be. Like, I was just started writing, and I started writing. And it literally, I felt like at that moment in time of my life, I really felt like it saved my life. You get what I mean? I really, really feel like it did. So I just thank God for the gift of writing, because, you know, you never know sometimes what you're made of until you go through those hard places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I love what that lady said, and then we're about to take another caller. I love what that lady said when she said, listen, you ain't see the feet, you know, but God was carrying you.
Yep, he always does. He's
carrying you through. So I thought that was so beautiful. Like, I wanted to be on here like, yes, God, like, you feel carrying me through, God. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was so beautiful. Like, I got to get that on a plaque or something. But, so we got our next caller. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening, Ricardo. This is WBNN Commissioner Chinchilla J. How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. And greetings to your guest, Takia. How are you tonight, Edie?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. I'm great. No complaints.
That's good. Awesome. Awesome. I commend you for what you're doing. And you're in school and all. You're doing wonderful things. And I've been enjoying the show tonight. And Ricardo, I'm proud of you and what you're doing. And I miss you calling in on Sunday nights in the farm. I haven't heard from you in a week.
I know. I was just saying it the other day. Like, I got to get back on there on Sunday. Like, I got to start calling. Like, so, yes, definitely. I'll definitely be on the next call. So, yeah, I love your show, too.
Good,
like,
good.
It's very informative, and I just feel like it's very, like I said, informative, and I'll be learning a lot listening. And I feel like people need to hear them stories, because oftentimes people feel forgotten about. So I just love it, and I love the network, because it's just like we're like a melting pot, and everybody do their thing, and it's just all like for the betterment of not just the radio show, but I think for people all over, because everybody needs to hear different things and different perspectives, and so I think it's amazing. So shout out to your show.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm so proud of WBN and hosts that called in tonight. Glad to hear it from Ava tonight, and also from Chef Yosef. Awesome, awesome. With them calling in to support tonight. And just continue to do what you're doing, Ricardo. And I'm going to continue to listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you let everybody know what your show is?
Yes, Sunday night, every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. Thank you so much, Ricardo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, Takia, what makes you, how important, so we talked about, again, whatever, 18, you was younger, you had the child and all of that. Like, where do you think you would be without your beautiful daughter? Like, who would you be, like, if you didn't? You know, because I'm pretty sure at that time of you being young and having a child, you probably didn't see who you would be now, who you would grow into. Because sometimes people feel like people will tell you, oh, if you have a kid at a young age, your life is over, you know, which I don't think is true. What has she taught you about yourself, and what has she taught you about being a mother?
First and foremost, I don't know who I would be or where I would be without her. The second thing is that she taught me patience, and she actually taught me how strong I am, not realizing at 18, having a daughter at 18, you know, how strong you are. She's taught me strength. She's taught me how to love, how to care, how to not be selfish, how to put someone before someone else's needs before mine. And I think the most important part is that she taught me, she teaches me things. You know, sometimes I say to her that either I'm the mom or you're the mom. We'll never be friends. You know, I always tell her we'll never be friends. Like I said, I think the love part is definitely how to love unconditionally. You can love someone and then love them selectively, but I think the unconditional love was the most important part that she taught me, how to love no matter what.
Right. I love that, too, like what you said about the friendship thing, too, because I would say, like, the way my dad raised me or whatever, he, like, listen, I'm your father. And it's so dope now that I'm older and I'm an adult. My dad is my best friend, Takiya. Like, I know the relationship you got with your mom, and it's beautiful. Like, so it's like I realized that when I was a kid, my dad was my father. You feel me? He still is my father.
Definitely.
But he waited until I got older and I was grown and I was an adult where he's like, okay, we can be friends. And now I'm still your dad first. You feel me? I can still get with you if I got to. You get what I'm saying? But I'm your friend now.
Definitely.
And I had to remind my dad the other day, a couple of weeks ago, that it was okay for him not to be okay sometimes. Definitely. You know, because a lot of times our parents feel like they got to be our parents and they got to, like, I got to be strong for my daughter or my son. And I had to give my dad, I had to give him permission to say, listen, Dad, I know you, you know, I know who you are. You feel me? Like, I'm just giving you permission that you could be your authentic self. If you have a bad day, you get what I'm saying? You could call me. You get what I'm saying? And
definitely.
I'll be there for you. You get what I'm saying? You ain't got to look at it like, oh, this is my son, and I got to be perfect, and I got to be the strong parent. Nah, like, I feel like it's strength and vulnerability. You get what I'm saying? It's strength. So I see, oh, you a human too. Like, oh, you go through stuff too. And I'm not saying that I'm going to be the go-to every time because I'm still your son, but I had to give my dad permission to be like, listen, Dad, you my best friend. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, you could call me. Like, you get what I'm saying? If wifey wilding out, like, you could call me and be like, son, you feel me? Like, you know, I know he ain't going to call me and say that, but I just give him permission to be like, listen, I'm here for you. It's not one-sided. You know what I'm saying? I love you. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I think it's important for us to – I love what you said one day when you were just like, yo, I realized that my mom always been there. And I thought that was so beautiful because oftentimes when we're young, we don't realize the sacrifices that our parents make for us. You know?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I think like most kids, we all wanted to be grown. We all wanted to get older and do all this. Now we older, we like, Lord, can we go back to being a kid again?
Yes.
You know, these bills and this, like, who said, like, this was it? Because this ain't it, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, I just, it's important, you know, and I just want to encourage anybody that's out there listening to the show, take care of your mother and your father. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about buying nobody. But I'm saying, like, listen, you got a mommy and a dad that's still alive. Maybe they not the, they might not be the best that you would want because sometimes we have expectations on who we think our parents should be. And I think that if you have the opportunity to have a parent that's still around, so a good morning is good. Sometimes just dropping a card off, yo, I love you, or just showing up or just whatever. Like, it doesn't always have to be monetary things. It doesn't always have to be you spending money. But I just think that if you have a mother or father and they're still alive, I think that it's good to just, yo, I love you, or you know what, you did right by me, or you know what, thank you for having me. You know what I'm saying? So I have this thing in me, Takiya, sometimes with being raised by my dad, like, have this thing with other people where I'll be like, I just want people to understand, like we was talking about God love. Like, listen, if your mom, your dad, whoever wasn't there, like, God would be there for you. And sometimes, like, listen, like, God does everything for a reason. You know, we talked about this. You get what I'm saying? Like, God does everything for a reason. So at the end of the day, I just want to let anybody know, listen, you are loved. You feel me? You are loved. And sometimes we don't always understand why God do the things he do. You get what I'm saying? But that's where we just got to sit in and we got to trust him. And we got to be around people, you know, that's going to encourage us, you know, that's going to pray for us. And it's just like where I'm at in my life, when I'm talking about cutting them dead ends off the tree so you can grow, we got to get to a place in our life where we don't mix seasonal people with lifetime expectations. You get what I'm saying? So be open with sometimes changing your circle around. You know, what? Remember the other day we were talking about evolving and changing and how Lord Hill said, y'all don't know me because I'm constantly evolving. And anything anything that's not growing is dead. Yep. So all of us, all my listeners out there, I encourage everybody, we have to grow. I'm constantly like, I'm changing. So who I was last year, you get what I'm saying, is different from who I ain't the same person from 6 months ago.
No.
You get what I'm saying? So when people say you change, you tell them, I mean, I should change, right? Like,
yep.
I shouldn't be the same, right? I should, if I'm a plant and I'm rooted in good soil, I should be able to grow. I should be able to prosper, you know, into a beautiful tree one day. Like, I don't want to stagnate. I don't want to die. You get what I mean? So it's just like, you know, I used to always think that, like, when people say, oh, you change. I think you should change. I think that you shouldn't stay the same. You know what I'm saying? I think we should always be looking for ways, you know what I'm saying, to grow and all of that. So, to Kia or whatever. So, yes, we still got some more questions. Like I said, we're going to pick this up next month. So, can you drop and let these people know, like, your Instagram, your Facebook, where anybody can reach you, website, whatever.
Okay, so my Facebook is Takiya Williams, T-A-K-I-A, Williams. My Instagram page called push.apparel. That's the Instagram. And then my web page where you can purchase any merchandise would be praypush.com.
Yes, praypush. I got to give me some stuff, too, I told you. Can't wait. All right, you guys, it's a Goldie time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O.
Well, first of all, I want to come on and say something to Takiya. But before I do that, we have some great people on in this, you know, crowd of hosts tonight. But we have someone who is a lifetime achiever for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And you know him very, very well, Mr. Ricardo Richard. His name is the Magic Man Haru, Honey Bakatun. Then I'll come on when it goes to time next.
Hey, I just want to be quick and brief. This show was so amazing. I really, really was hesitant to press the one. I mean, I just wanted to absorb it all. I just want to say congratulations and keep being that shining star that you are, Ricardo. I'm telling you, you get better each day. To me, each time that you come on, but tonight you was really over the top with your special honor guest. Special honor guest, much success to you and yours, and keep raising the bar, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
And you know, of course, you know, that guy right there, the Magic Man Haru, Honey Bakatun, I get a chance to say his show. And his show is going to be on amazingly. I can't believe how this year is going by so quickly. And I'm just so thankful, guys, of all we'll be doing on a constant basis. This show is June 2nd, guys. We'll be right here next week. We will wear you. International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever elect Honey Bakatun. Now, back to you, Takiya. I am so proud of you. You know, the naysayers, you know, the single parent mother at 18 and what you're doing now. I saw, you know, Ricardo's picture that he sent for our ad. Beautiful flowers. Now, it reminds me of who you are. Life, giving, you know what I mean? Educating new people to come along. Educating yourself to be a better designer. that's what it's all about. I'm very proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Help our youth. You're the OG. Yep. Help our youth. Because a lot of the girls think that they can't do it. You know, they get caught up in the trap. You know what I mean? They get caught up in the drill. And, of course, you know, Ricardo Richard, you know, thanks for, you know, shouting me out. Not just being, you know, a black owner, but an owner, period, all around the world. Trying to, you know, just being, keeping things in a priority, which is making sure that each one of my hosts, I love what Ricardo said tonight, having been able to be free to say, to tell who he is, to say how he feels. You know, last night, everybody got a chance to hear how I feel, you know, about some situations. But, you know, this young man has, you know, been with us for a year now. It's amazing. And, you know, Ricardo, you know, it's just amazing to me, you know, going on 2 years next year. You know, you remember the month you came on WBNN?
Yeah.
You remember the month that you came on WBNN?
I thought it was January, like the little intern show. I think it was January.
That's correct. Right around your birthday, remember? But you said to me, and that's what he said to Kia. He said, man, it's not a birthday gift, man. Maybe it's not my birthday joke, but it's like a gift to me. Remember that? I never forgot you saying that. So, you know, in January, we'll be celebrating 2 years with you in the year 2023.
Wow.
So I want to thank all the folks, man, that counted that robbery tonight to be part of this outstanding network. Now tomorrow night, we have somebody that's world-renowned. And I mean world-renowned. You know, he's won the United States Poet of the Year 3 times. That's crazy. Okay? 2 times in a row. He didn't get it in 2020, but he got it in 2021. And now he's up for it in 2022, and he's one of our outstanding hosts of this network. Man, you know, the incomparable Moody Black tomorrow night, Better on Black. And he'll be interviewing a young lady that is a phenomenal on air. And her name, the outstanding performer, and her name is My Kate Michelle. And she's just, I'm not going to tell you no more. 9:30 Eastern, Daylight Time tomorrow night, Better on Black right here at WBNN. And of course, you know, WBNN has advertising through and goes to time multimedia. You know, we're at Tenors. And we're at Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi Time. Also, Oladele Malaria Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, late day late. I Ngozi with my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite do so, Oladele Malaria Ngozi. Saying good night and good luck to all those out there in Armed Forces Radio. Support us on a constant basis. Mr. Ricardo Richard, you have 2 minutes left to go in this program.
All right, you guys, I am so blessed and so grateful to be able to do this radio show every month. And I was just telling my cousin, like, when I first started, I just wanted to act, and I just wanted to be used by God. I never thought that I would actually have a radio show because, like I said, I kept telling myself my whole life that I've been shy, you know. So always, it's okay to challenge yourself. It's okay to allow yourself take the time out to do the reprogramming. You know, we have been through a lot, you know what I'm saying, especially a lot of us that grew up in the inner city, in the hood. As they said, we've been traumatized, so it's okay to, you know, try new things and, you know, just, yeah, try new things. So I want to let everybody know, again, out there, if you guys want to hit me up, I have a Facebook. It's called Ricardo Richard. I do my little thing once a week or whatever. I'm trying to do that. I'm just letting everybody, again, to know about the goodness of Jesus and hopefully inspire and do some things that change people's lives. Hit me up, Facebook, Ricardo Richard, Instagram, Ricardo Richard. Again, my Facebook and Instagram is Hurt People, Bitter and Broken, and on YouTube, Bitter and Broken Web Series Season 3. Hopefully it'll be out at the top of the year. I'm really, really excited. I hope you guys be blessed, be transformed, be renewed. And I thank you guys so much. Again, remember, I'm just a young boy from the city of Trent, East Trent to be exact, and I just want to be used by my God, my Lord, my best friend, Jesus Christ. You guys have a blessed day, a blessed week, and I'm out.